WOLB. All right. Good morning, Baltimore. This is Orin Solomon on the Entrepreneur's Edge. Happy Tuesday to you. We've got, man, it's pretty cold out today. We've got the polar vortex working already. It's winter already, but we're super excited. We're warm in here and super excited about our show for you today. Again, this is the Entrepreneur's Edge with Orin Solomon. I'm an entrepreneur in the Baltimore, D.C. area. I've been in entrepreneurship for the last 21 years. And the reason we have this show is for those of you who aspire to be entrepreneurs, and for those of you that are already entrepreneurs, this is your show. It's your show to call in and tell people what you do, inspire people. We celebrate entrepreneurship here. We talk about all different types of topics from networking to building businesses. We've had real estate developers on our show. We've had people in the hospitality business, the hotel business, from, you know, network marketing. And there's so many different industries that encompasses being an entrepreneur. And so we want to celebrate these people and actually put this out in the community to empower you, to let you know that you can be an entrepreneur. You can have your own business. You can make your own time, your own freedom, and have the life that you truly, truly want to have for yourself. I have got a special guest on today. I'm very excited about the guest that we have on the show today. She's a very dear friend of mine. Her and her husband are phenomenal, phenomenal people. And they're entrepreneurs in, from the Prince George's County area. And so I'm going to have her. She's going to be on via phone. Is our guest on the line? Hi, Regina. Can you hear me? Nope, I can't hear her. There we go. Regina, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Excellent. I have on the line with me Regina Parker. Regina Parker is a real estate agent, a consultant, and an entrepreneur in Prince George's County, Maryland. Regina, welcome to our show.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
Regina, our topic today on the show, we want to talk about real estate. We've had all types of people on from the commercial side, but I know you're on the residential side, but you're also a real estate investor as well. So today, folks, we want to talk about, you know, getting involved into real estate, if that's something that interests you as an entrepreneur. Let me put the number out first here before I get into some question and answer with Regina. The number is 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, you can call 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. And as we do every week, if you're interested in starting a business, you want to be an entrepreneur, you can text 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889. So I'm here with my guest, Regina Parker, who's a real estate agent out of Prince George's County, Maryland. Regina, I guess we'll start from the beginning. Can you share with everyone just your background, where you're from originally, where you were born and raised, a little bit about your family? That'd be great.
Well, I'm a little country girl. I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and any of you who are military may know that that is near Fort Bragg Army Base. Grew up there in the late 60s, right at desegregation, and had a very, very interesting childhood, I think. Got the opportunity to farm during the summer and pick cucumbers, that sort of thing. So I really believe I come from very humble beginnings. I left North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina, and went on to the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and got my degree in biology and chemistry there. So I have been able to use my science background to sell medical devices for many, many, many years. But upon growing my family, I found real estate, and real estate found me, and I haven't looked back since.
Excellent. Hang on, we've got a caller here. Hold on one second. Line one. Maybe the board up. Okay. No. All right. Excellent. Perfect. All right, Regina. So let's talk about your family. I know you've been married and you've got kids. Maybe talk about just your whole family life.
Well, as I said, my husband and me started our family a little later than some of our contemporaries did, and we made our family actually through adoption. And for that reason, I decided to step out of the medical industry, which was very time-consuming and very structured in the amount of time that it took, to choose something with a little more flexibility. And that's why I chose real estate. But I have the awesome pleasure of co-parenting two adult children, one in North Carolina and one in Florida. And our two younger children are 16 and 19 years, 16 and 19 years old. The 16-year-old is a junior at Riverdale Baptist School there in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. And my soon-to-be 20-year-old is a sophomore at North Carolina A&T. And yes, she would have me say Aggie Pride.
Excellent. And I met her. She's a fantastic kid, man. What a joy. She is a she's a superstar. So, Regina, I want to, if you can share with people how you got exposed to entrepreneurship, and why you chose to be an entrepreneur. Why did you choose to get in the real estate field specifically? I'm curious.
Well, I've always chosen, I feel, to work in industries where I can make a difference and be of help. In the medical industry, it was bringing new products to market that I thought affected the quality of care that many patients got. In the IT industry, it was bringing new IT technology to the world. And in real estate, it is really, on its most basic level, about affecting the quality of a person's life. One of the most important aspects of anyone's life is, where am I going to sleep? Where am I going to lay my head? I want something to call my own. And I have the ability to help make that happen for people. And it doesn't matter the price range, because, you know, if it's a $50,000 condo, the concerns are the same as if it's a $500,000 property. People want to live somewhere where they can be comfortable, where they can afford, where they can feel safe. And that's what I help people do, I hope.
Excellent. So you got involved to help people.
Yes, I did.
Excellent. That says a lot right there. You know, because sometimes entrepreneurship, yeah, it is about money. But, you know, a lot of times there are a lot of businesses out there where it really entails helping people. So I really appreciate you saying that, because sometimes people get the we get the stigma as entrepreneurs that maybe we're greedy or that we're money hungry or money just money motivated. And that's far from the case. Would you agree with that? I'm sure, you know, some other people just like you.
Oh, indeed. And you know, what my philosophy is if you do a good job by people, mm-hmm. and help them get what they want, the money will come.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The money will come.
Very true. Very true. Cannot have said that anymore. So you're being really modest. I know you, now, how long have you been in the real estate industry?
I have been here now for going on 14 years. In the Prince George's County marketplace. I've had the awesome opportunity to do many, many different things in the real estate industry, from teach to manage an office to coach and mentor. And I think I enjoy that piece of it most.
Mm-hmm.
And that's helping develop other people and help them to realize the best in themselves.
Wonderful. I'm going to give this number out here. If you want to have a chat with Regina Parker, she's a real estate agent out of Prince George's County, Maryland. And our number here is 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. And if you're interested in starting a business or you want to be involved with some type of entrepreneur venture, hang on one second. Let me pull this number up. You can text us at 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889. Regina, talk about entrepreneurship. Your husband, Moses, is a good friend of mine. He's an entrepreneur. So, you know, we have people that, you know, you're a real estate professional, you sell homes, but, you know, you also, you sell homes to investors. I know your husband is an investor, and I know he really specifically does it, but I know you know a lot about that industry as well. Can you talk about the importance of being an entrepreneur in the real estate industry as far as being an investor and why you guys chose to do that?
Let me, just to give you a little history on some of what drives our economy. Mm-hmm. One of the things that really drives the American economy is home purchases.
Mm-hmm.
When someone purchases a home or even invests in a home, that creates jobs for many, many different people. And I'm not talking about jobs just within the real estate market. It creates jobs for people at Home Depot and Lowe's. It creates jobs for plumbers, for electricians. It creates all sorts of revenue for many, many different people. So why is investing important? First of all, because it does help support our economy. Another reason investing in real estate is important to, say, a city or a jurisdiction specifically, is investors are usually the ones that come in and purchase these homes that may have been vacant, may have been left empty, and have not provided any tax base for the city. So now when an investor comes in, first of all, the city now can begin to generate some tax revenue from that property.
Mm-hmm.
That investor more than likely is going to go in and do some improvements to make the house more attractive to either resell or to rent. So now you go from having vacant homes on a street to homes that are desirable and people will want to live in. Now, one of the things that my husband has done specifically is concentrate on certain streets, because his philosophy is, if I can purchase properties on a particular street and improve those properties, I can, in my own little way, improve that neighborhood.
Hmm. Lovely. I love that. So, you know, let me just kind of recap what you just said here. Basically, what you're telling our listeners here is, by being an entrepreneur and being a real estate investor, you help boost the economy. Is that correct?
Indeed. Absolutely.
Wow. I always knew that. But I didn't know specifically how many people were affected job-wise by someone purchasing a home. You've got to get materials, so that's Home Depot. You've got mortgage brokers working. You have processors working. You have agents working to resell the home. You've got taxes going up. I mean, there's so many different people that get affected by home ownership. So that's why, folks, we have this show, is because, you know, when you're involved in business, people who own businesses are basically create jobs, and jobs are what drive our economy. If the job market is great, the economy is great. But the job market is not great, the economy is not so great. So that's why it's very imperative to have a side business, to have something else going on, because it's just great for the economy. Is that fair in saying that, Regina?
That is quite fair to say. If you recall, when the housing industry took the dip that it did in 2007 and 2008, when it took that dip, the whole economy took a dip because people began to lose jobs. And that's why now when the housing market is trending upward, job rates trend upwards. Construction goes up. You see all sorts of landscaping, all of that. All of that is affected by the housing market.
Wow. So if you're listening to the show today, you want to be a real estate investor or want to get into real estate and don't know how, feel free to call and you can give us a call here. I'm talking to Regina Parker, a real estate agent. Number is 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. Outside the listening area is 877-704-1010. And if you just want to text, if you're looking to start a business, you can text us at 443-854-4889. That's 443-854-4889. We've got a couple callers here. Hang on a second. Let's see. Line two open. Hey, Lou, how are you?
Good. How are you?
We are wonderful. Say hello to Regina for me.
Hello, Regina. How are you doing this morning?
Absolutely wonderful, Lou.
Great, great. Orin, the reason why I'm calling, I was your fifth caller about four or five shows back.
Okay.
We had the young lady on about the alkaline water.
Uh-huh.
With the business, and I've texted you guys with my address and also tried to reach out to Sharon.
Tell me, you haven't received the water yet? You haven't received your water from the girl?
No.
Okay,
no.
Here's what I'll do. I will make sure to call her after the show. I'm going to link you up with her on the phone after the show so we make sure you get your water, okay?
Okay. All right. I appreciate you guys. Continue to have a good show all the time.
Okay, thanks so much, buddy. Take care.
All right, you're welcome.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, we've got on line three. Is line three open? We've got Ned on. Hey, Ned, how are you?
How are you?
We are wonderful. Say hello to Regina.
Yes, I would love to have her number.
Okay.
What's your sign of interest? Is something I want to ask a private?
Sure.
Personal?
Regina?
Okay. I can be reached a couple of ways. I can be reached best by an attached cell, and that's 240.
I can't hear her.
Okay, I'm going to give you her number. It's 240.
240. Okay.
Go ahead, Regina.
832.
832.
Yes. 9313.
9313.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
You're from down my way. You say you're from Fayetteville, and I'm from down there, too.
Okay. Well, I'd love to talk with you.
Okay.
All right, Ned. Thanks for
calling. I'll give you a ring. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye. All right. We're here with Regina Parker, a real estate agent out of Prince George's County, Maryland. We're talking real estate investing, being a real estate agent. You know, being an agent is being an entrepreneur as well, right, Regina? I mean, this is a profession in which you earn 1099 income. So
Yes, it is. We are independent contractors. We're considered to be self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
And we run our own business, and we're responsible for managing our own businesses, our own business expenses, things like that.
Excellent. So, folks, again, if you want to call in, you can call in at 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010. And if you're looking to start a business, you can also text us at 443-854-4889. I'm here with Regina Parker, real estate agent. We're talking real estate. Regina, maybe you can tell people about why do you think it's important to have your own business? You know, because we have a lot of listeners here that may be a little fearful of getting out there on their own. And for some reason or another, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to speculate or anything. But if you could just share with everyone why you did it and how it's affected your life positively or negatively. Why did you become an entrepreneur?
And I paused because I certainly don't want to disparage working for someone.
Right.
Because that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
The reason, however, I chose a profession like real estate, where I am self-employed, is because I needed to manage my own schedule and manage my own time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first reason. But the other reason is I am compensated based on what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So if I decided, like this summer, I wanted to go to Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
well, you have to do a little more so that you can make sure that you make what you need to go to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not limited to what someone else thinks I'm worth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, now, certainly the drawback to that is, you know, in this particular part of what I do, is unless there's an activity that generates an income,
mm-hmm.
I don't have an income.
Got it.
But I've been able to do this for 14 years, and I enjoy it. I thoroughly enjoy it. I thoroughly enjoy helping the people that I help find homes and find investment properties. But there is that level of independence that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I appreciate most.
So,
and yes, listeners, there's always a risk. Mm-hmm. There's always a risk. But what did they say? You got to risk it to get the biscuit.
I've never heard that, but I like it. You got to risk it to get the biscuit. Okay. So mm-hmm. what you're saying is you chose being an entrepreneur because of freedom.
Yes.
Right? Your freedom to do whatever you want. Now, that does entail work, and you basically kill what you eat. You know?
Yes.
You know, and you know, sometimes it's feast or famine and being an entrepreneur, but I'm sure you wouldn't have it any other way, right?
I wouldn't, and I tell you, it does. It increased my confidence in what I am able to do.
Excellent.
I now, I did come from a salaried position with salary plus commission, and this is what I call straight commission.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that trepidation,
mm-hmm.
Fear,
mm-hmm.
fear, really. So, but you know, we're over that now.
Wow. That is exactly what I wanted our listeners to hear, because I know I was fearful when I was starting my own business. And if you're listening to the show and you're fearful of starting your own business, fearful of jumping out there, worrying about what people think, not knowing where to go, you know, feel free to you can call us. Or if you have a question for Regina, 410-481-1010 in the Baltimore. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010. And if you just want to text, you can text us at 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889. Really a privilege and a pleasure to have Regina Park on the line here, real estate agent. She's been doing this for 14 years. I've had a lot of success. I know her and her husband personally. And Regina, can you talk about the importance of a role that spirituality plays in your life? I know we attend the same church, but if you can talk about, you know, that as an entrepreneur, that as a business person, what role that plays in your life?
Well, actually, Oren, in my life personally, I have to say it plays a key role. I'm part of a ministry that is involved in discipling women, and what we teach women and what I try to practice is daily quiet time with the Lord, because we can get so much instruction just by sitting and spending a few minutes with Him and saying, what is it that you'd have me to do today? And there have been times, and we all do it as busy business people. We have our agendas. We have our to-do list. We've got it set. I can tell you what I'm going to be doing this time next week.
Mm-hmm.
But every day I commit that to God and say, what would you have me do? And how would you have me spend my time?
Hmm.
And sometimes He tweaks that and says, this is not for today. This is what you need to do today. And He's never wrong. He's never wrong. That call that He said, He lays on your heart, call this person, or write this note, or send this email. Because He knows the beginning from the end, the end from the beginning, rather.
Mm-hmm.
So He knew that had to be in place in order for me to bear the fruit that He wanted me to bear. I just have to be obedient. I have to say that hasn't always been the case. I haven't always listened to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly know that when I do, it is for my benefit and for my good.
Definitely. I agree with that 100%. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying daily time with God, that's key for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't want to push that on anyone. It's just a personal belief of mine. I know Regina feels the same way, that, you know, when we are doing what we're doing, there's a level of integrity that we have to have, and we're always accountable to somebody, right, Regina?
Oh, indeed, yes.
You know, whether it's our spouse or our kids, definitely my Lord and Savior, and I'm accountable to someone. And in fact, I'm reading a book right now. I'm going to recommend, I'll put it out in the airways, that I'd like for everyone to get, if you get a chance to get it, and you as well, Regina. It's called Think Like a Billionaire. And it's by Craig Anderson. And it is a spiritual book. And it's about how billionaires think, but it's from a biblical perspective. And I highly recommend, if you all are listening to the show, that you know, jot that down and grab that book. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal book. It will allow you to think the way billionaires think, but it'll allow you to do it the way, you know, God taught us in the good book. So it's a great, great, great book. Regina, can you also talk about the importance of personal development? I know I have invested a lot of time in myself, whether it be through books like Think Like a Billionaire or Think and Grow Rich or going to seminars or what have you. Can you talk a little bit about that? And you know, I know you have to take ongoing seminars in real estate, right? You have to constantly, you know, renew your license. But talk about just sharpening your saw, sharpening your axe to become better at what you're doing.
Well, yes, we do have to take what we call continuing education courses, but those aren't the ones, I believe, that cause me to excel and grow. It is the choices that I make outside of that, like the webinars that we just did with Brian Buffini, who is a well-known real estate trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Certain books, articles that I read, it's unless you read and participate in something outside of what you would normally do, you're not going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
What, and I honestly feel that as real estate professionals, sometimes we don't invest in ourselves. Mm-hmm. Like we should, because there is a cost.
Yep.
But there is certainly an ROI. There's a return on the investment that we spend when we spend money to go to seminars, when we spend money on DVD series, or when we purchase books. And now with our digital books, it's, you know, it's certainly more economical to do. But I really, really believe that Darren Hardy, I saw a presentation by Darren Hardy, who is the editor of Success Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a schematic. He showed a schematic of that business person who just did the same thing every day.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really change their habits, just did the same thing every day. And one of this person who read one book each month,
mm-hmm.
and attended one seminar each month. And they also include some personal health things. They made a decision not to eat the candy bar, that kind of thing. Well, in the first 10 months, there wasn't an appreciable difference between the performance of these two people.
Mm-hmm.
But from month 10 out to 2 years, there was an exponential increase in the production of that business person who was investing in themselves and continuing to learn and continuing to read and continuing to grow.
How about that?
And seeing that, I thought, this you must do. There isn't any, you know, leave the television alone, mm-hmm. for a little bit, you
yep.
know. You don't have to cut it out completely, but, you know, maybe not an entire diet in the evening of television. you know, pick up a book and read something in your industry.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's not in your industry, it's something to grow and challenge the mind.
I love it. Great information. So even if you aren't an entrepreneur, even if you haven't started a business yet, you can at least invest in a book or two to help feed your mind, to kind of shape you in the, head you in the right direction of where you want to go, and it can inspire you to do something, right?
Indeed, yes.
Wow. Yeah, folks, this is so powerful and so critical. You know, knowledge is power. It's really applied knowledge that's power. And a lot of this stuff isn't you can go to Barnes & Noble today, find something about being an entrepreneur or something about being a real estate investor or something about being better at some way, shape, or form, health, what have you, read it, apply it to your everyday life and get better. So we have to constantly invest in ourselves. It costs money to get better. But, I mean, it's worth it when you're investing in you, you know, instead of doing the same thing. The definition of insanity, I heard, is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. So, you know, it's all about investing in you. So if you're listening to the show, we've got a great show here with Regina Parker, real estate agent and entrepreneur. The call in is 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. If you'd like to text and get some information about starting a business, you can text us at 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889. Very excited to have you on the show, Regina. I think we have a call on line two. We've got Charles here. Hey, Charles, how you doing?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling in the show. Say hello to Regina.
How you doing, Regina?
I'm absolutely great, Charles. Thank you.
Good. Well, I just wanted to remind people that we've already invested in libraries, so you can definitely get all that information for free.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All the information on business, information on how to be successful, information on how millionaires and other successful people went through their trials and tribulations to get to the point that they're at. I mean, the library is a resource that you pay for through your taxes. So we definitely need to support the library.
Charles, that's a great message. Thank you so much. Do us a favor, man. If you can leave your number with the board, we'd love to reach out to you. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks a bunch, man. Appreciate it. We have Jabril on line number three. Hey, Jabril, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for calling
Charles,
the show.
He stole a little of my thunder because I tell people that knowledge is the key and it's free. And no one charges you to go in any library to sit. And even you don't have to check out a book. You can sit there and read it, you know. So that was a very important key. But my question is, I had a couple questions. I would like to, I've been, you know, start a business for myself. I'd like to do a restaurant and also doing some training for people who are trying to get CDL.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to know the difference between if you have an enterprise, if you use the term enterprise compared to LLC, and also if you are a person who does not get involved with interest and you're trying to get loans. I mean, I know it's very hard out there, but, you know, as far as religious relief for myself, to get involved directly with interest-based loans and things like that, which I stay away from, is kind of hard. So trying to get people to, you know, trying to get it, financing for a business is very hard for a person, you know, trying to do that without getting involved.
Gotcha.
Interest.
Well, a couple things, Jabril, you can do. Now, I'm not an accountant, so I'm not going to give you advice on what type of entity to put your restaurant or your business in. So I highly recommend you consult an accountant. There's so many different entities from LLCs to corporations to C-corps to S-corps to trusts to that kind of thing. But I will tell you, with regards to starting businesses, if money is an issue, you can always partner up with family members, with friends. You want to go to the people that you know that are closest to you that have a little bit of money saved away and are willing to invest in your dream, willing to invest in what you're doing. You can even bring them on as a partner, give them a percentage of your business, So that they're partners now. So they're invested and they're with you. And that way you don't have to go to the financial institutions. You don't have to give your personal information because, you know, the banks are very stringent with regards to loaning money. If you've never done it before, they're going to look you up and down and just put you through the ringer.
Right.
But if you can pull some people together, I'm sure you know some people, Jabril.
Yeah, my daughter lives in Atlanta. She's got her own business, and I've been talking to her, and she's trying to branch out. She's personal training, and she's doing her own thing. So I talked to her about some things, and they got some people there who are willing to probably do some investment. So, yeah, I was looking at that also, but I really, you know, listen at your program when I can to get the motivation. And like you say, sometimes when you've been in a job, and I was in the military for 20 years, retired, and, you know, you're in that mode of getting that income coming in, like the lady said there, and I forgot her name, and I'm sorry.
Regina.
That, you know, it's hard to break out of that mode, you know?
Sure.
But I want to break out. I want to be independent, like she's saying, and to be able to do some things and spend time with my kids, go to school, take them to school a lot more, and, you know, pick them up from school and, you know, do a lot of things that I really want to do. So that's why I want to break out of this mode. And
no doubt, man. We understand. Regina, you got anything you want to share with Jabril at all?
Well, he said something that was quite key, and that is just being willing to put the plan in place to break out of the mold. Write the vision and make it plain. The Bible speaks to that. So write it down, get the plan in place, and just do it. And you also said that you listen to this station regularly, or you listen to Mr. Solomon regularly. I encourage you to surround yourself with people who are going in the same direction you are, who want the same kinds of things. Sometimes even our family members aren't the most supportive of our ideas, our dreams, our hopes. So get around a group of people that want to do some of the same kinds of things, maybe not at the same business, but the same mindset you have. Iron sharpens iron, and you can make that happen.
Hey, Jabril, do us a favor, man. If you can call back and leave your name and number with the operator, the board op, we'll give you a call afterwards, man. Maybe we can help you out, point you in the right direction. Is that okay?
Sounds great. Really appreciate it.
Take care. No problem, man. Have a good one.
Okay.
Take care.
Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Be with you.
Yep. All right, Regina, thanks you so much. We still got a few more minutes here, but I'm here with Regina Parker, real estate agent out of Prince George's County, Maryland. We're talking entrepreneurship. We're talking entrepreneurship on the real estate side. But, you know, this applies to everything that we do, not just in real estate. It applies to basically everything we do here. If you want to have a conversation with Regina, you can call in at 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. And if you're like Jabril, you want to start a business, you may not want to call in, you can text us 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889. Again, this is Oren Solomon on the Entrepreneur's Edge. We're here every Tuesday from 11 to 12. Love having conversations with those of you in the Baltimore, D.C. corridor and people that are listening, that are on the road and traveling around the country. Just love to share entrepreneur ideas and concepts and wisdom with you to help you in your entrepreneur endeavors. We've got a number of other people calling in, Regina. So let's see here. Is line two available? Oh, hold on. Okay, we'll just we'll wait for them to get through here. So Regina, let's talk about, we know that real estate has its ups and downs, right? I mean, there are times when the economy is really, really good, and there are times when the economy isn't so good. So maybe you can share with people some of the other things you've done, you know, because you are an investor, you are an entrepreneur, you don't just do real estate, right?
Correct. I've had a couple of other businesses. I incorporated two businesses using my biology chemistry background to make body care products, that kind of thing. What I can say is you find that thing that you can get behind, that you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
and you work that. You put a plan in place and you work that. We have invested in properties, and not just in the Maryland area, but up and down the eastern seaboard.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage people, if they are an investor, to find different areas in which to invest, not specifically geographic areas, different types of investments. Because you don't want all of your investments in one industry, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
If everything you have is in the real estate market and the real estate market takes a turn downward, then all of your resources takes that hit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to diversify and look for other areas that you can invest in. So I have a company that makes shea butter products. That that's a thing that I enjoy and love. Just again, that's because of my science background.
Mm-hmm.
I love formulating those products, so that kind of thing. But you spoke to some. We're talking about being an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
and I want people to understand that they can have that entrepreneurial mindset right where they are.
Mm-hmm.
They can have it in their good government job. They can have that entrepreneurial mindset in that good government job,
mm-hmm.
because that what it is taking responsibility for the course of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Taking ownership, showing initiative,
mm-hmm.
And that can be done right where you sit today.
Mm.
And as you develop that, you can strike out then and truly become your own business owner, become self-employed, your own sole proprietor, whatever. But it doesn't start once you buy the company or invest in the company. The mindset, the shift has to start right now where you are.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. And sometimes you have to come from a place of adversity, too. I know, you know, if you've had everything in life and stuff's been given to you, sometimes it's a little difficult. But, you know, I heard you earlier. You said you grew up basically on the farm, right?
Well, very near a farm. That's okay. That was my summer job, was
okay.
To go pick cucumbers.
Wow. Wow. So I'm sure as a kid, you were probably thinking to yourself, I'm not going to be doing this when I'm older.
No.
Right?
That was not my dream.
I'm sure that prepared you for where you are right now. There's certain things that motivate us. I think we can look back in our life. If you're an adult, you can probably look back at about two or three or four instances in your life that maybe helped shape where you are right now, negatively or positively. You can probably pinpoint those things. And I know sometimes when people go through adverse situations, whether it be through work or a childhood experience, sometimes it can motivate you to take action. Is that fair to say, Regina?
Oh, indeed. Indeed. When your uncle tells you that you're going to flunk out of college because, you know, probably you're in over your head, that makes you say, oh, no. That will not happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there are things that motivate you, whether they be very positive things that are said or very negative experiences.
Excellent. We're here with Regina Parker, a real estate agent out of Prince George's County, Maryland. If you want to call in and if you have some words or question for Regina, you can call in at 410-481-1010. If you're in Baltimore, if you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010. And you can text us if you just want to get some information with regards to starting a business, 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889. Regina, can you tell people about if you're listening to the show right now and you want to get started in a business? I know a lot of people, they may not have a lot of money or their skill set may not be great. I know you also have a home-based business. Can you talk to people about maybe the importance of maybe starting something like that first to kind of get your feet wet or get exposed to entrepreneurship, you know, maybe how that might help them?
Well, yes. I do have the pleasure of being part of an organization that is a home-based business that allows you, for a very minimal investment, to create a financial legacy for your family and for yourself, where one is paid on, or you're able to get paid on the services that people use on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And as inexpensive as I think it was to get into real estate, because it was about $2,500,
mm-hmm.
it's been less to do this other business that I'm involved in, and then I hope to grow to mind-boggling heights.
Excellent. Awesome. So, you know, if you're listening today and again, you're looking to start a home-based business. You wanna do something. Look, we're going into the holidays, right? And
yes.
Usually, this is the time where people overspend. They spend money that they don't have, and then after that time is over, they look back and say, "Man, I overspent." And then come January, they're making New Year's resolutions, and they either want to make more money or lose weight, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And we're telling you that, you know, you can now prepare yourself to start some type of business. You can formulate something, or even, you know, get some information on how to do that. So either now or before the year is out, or when first of the year starts, you've got a plan to take action, take your life in a different direction, create another stream of income for yourself, start a new business, whatever it is, do something different, break the chain. Go ahead, Regina. I'm listening.
Oh no, and that's what I wanted to bring out about why I chose to partner up with this new business that plays on services, because there's the need to diversify.
Mm-hmm.
As I said before, you don't want all your eggs in one basket. You don't want all your investments in one industry in one place. So I felt, you know, branch out. And these are things that people are going to use every day.
Mm-hmm.
They're already using them. I don't have to sell them on spending, you know, $100,000 for a new house.
Right.
So they're going to use a cell phone, and they're going to turn on their lights, and they're going to watch television.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to change anyone's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what excited me about that opportunity.
Excellent. So if that interests you, you can text my friend Sharon Lewis at 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889. If you want to call in, we still have a few minutes left to talk to Regina Parker, 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. And if you're outside the listening area, you can call 877-704-1010. Again, this is Oren Solomon on the Entrepreneur's Edge, where we talk about entrepreneur topics, from being a business owner to specifics like real estate and, you know, home-based businesses or construction, whatever it is. We just try to cover it to let people know and enlighten them about what's taking place, opportunities out here that you can take advantage of as an entrepreneur or a want-to-be entrepreneur. So, Regina, we've talked about a lot today. What word of advice would you give the listener here, anyone that is looking to start a business? Just, you know, give us some words of encouragement on someone who's nervous, who's not sure. You know, what could you tell them?
First, I'd tell you to look around and see who's already doing it. And if there's someone who's already doing what you want to do, if they can do it, you can do it too. I when I got into real estate, I actually talked to realtors. And as I spoke with them, quite honestly, I felt to myself, well, they don't have anything on me. if they can do this every day, I can do this.
That's right.
I can do this. And then I said, where should I go to get the absolute best experience, training, whatever that I need?
Mm-hmm.
How do I line up with the person or the group of people who can help make me successful the fastest?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what I did. So what I would tell you to do is interview people who are doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
See what they've done well that has worked. see what you might want to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. And then just do it.
Yep.
Each of us has a gift, a talent within us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unique to us. So your experience is going to be different, but your different may be better.
I love that. We've got a caller in, Regina. Hang on a second. We've got Booker online, too. Hey, Booker, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
We are wonderful. Say hello to Regina.
Well, I wanted to know if I can get a number. I can talk to her later. I'm actually on a job now, and I won't be able to, you know, carry on a conversation. But I'd like to get a number where I can reach her later.
Sure. Regina?
Yes, that number is 240-832-9313.
You got that, Booker?
Hello?
Yeah, were you able to hear that?
No, I wasn't. Let me ask you this. I know she's a busy person, but I'm over here at the port where there are a lot of containers stacked up,
mm-hmm.
and it might block the signal. Is she getting ready to go?
No, here, I'll give you the number. Are you ready?
I wonder if she could call me.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Why don't you call back and leave your number with the board op? Can you do that?
Okay, I can give it to you now if you want.
Not over there.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it over there. Just call the number right back that you called and leave your number with the board op. We will call you right after the show. Okay, Booker?
Okay, you want my phone number now, you're saying?
No. If you can dial the number, you just dial. Hang up and dial right back and give your number to the operator.
Oh, okay.
They will give it to us.
Oh, okay. Thank
okay?
you.
Okay, man.
Thank
take care.
Thank you, Booker, for calling.
Okay, goodbye.
Yep, take care. Bye-bye. All right, so you were saying you were giving people advice on what they should do, what they could do. I firmly believe that it doesn't matter what your background is, how old you are, how young you are, where you came from. I mean, how do you explain someone who came from nothing and became a billionaire, or like Bill Gates, who basically quit school, dropped out of college, and basically became a billionaire? And then you have some people who had everything. And they don't. And it's just a matter of your mindset. I mean, you can be and do and have anything you want. Would you agree with that?
I agree. And I agree that you make the decision
mm-hmm.
to be successful or to do it.
Mm.
And then you figure out how.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. I really appreciate that. We got a few more minutes left here. I'm going to give this number out for those people that are looking to start a business, whether you want to do real estate, whether you want to start some type of business. You can text my friend Sharon Lewis at 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889. We only got a few minutes left here. If you want to call in really quick, 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. Regina, I want to thank you so much for calling in today. I really, really, really do appreciate your time. And I know you're busy selling real estate right now and doing your business and actually running your businesses, but to take an hour out of your precious time to give to us, we really, really appreciate it. If there's anything any parting words you want to share before you end?
Well, actually, I just want to end by thanking you for imparting and investing in our community and our listening area and giving us the opportunity to hear that we do have options, that we can be entrepreneurs, that we can be successful, and that we can do and be more than we ever thought we could be. And I appreciate you for the forum that you've brought to us to allow us to see that and understand it.
Well, thank you so much, Regina. I really appreciate it. And thank you for being on our show, for being a guest and being who you and Moses are. You're great people. great people in the community, and you're helping our economy. That's really what this thing is about. So I want to thank you for being on our show again. Again, guys, this is the Entrepreneur's Edge. Make sure that you tell your family members and friends to tune in to this show. 11 o'clock every Tuesday, 11 to 12. There's somebody that's going to be on this show that can impact you in some way, shape, or form, or impact someone in your family to help them make a decision to start a business. And that can help the community, help you out in some way, shape, or form. It's just a phenomenal opportunity to help people. That's why we have this show. We created this show for people in the community. So tell people about it. I want to thank my host again, Regina Parker, for being on the show. Thanks for listening into the show today, everyone. Let's have a wonderful, wonderful week. Good day. God bless. And we'll see you guys on the other side. Take care. Have a good
one. Thank you. Mm-hmm.